with that caveat, I'm going to ask you, what would you like to say to the future? Okay? And perhaps you've already said it, and that's fine. But 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now, and your grandchildren are watching and so forth, and what would you like to say to the future about this court and your impressions of what contribution, how, whatever you'd like to say? I don't even want to circumscribe it.
This court was the first international court at the African continent. It was the first international criminal court at this continent, and it was the second one after the ICTY established since the Second World War. With other words, the two ad hoc tribunals were the first two to practice in this field from the 1990s. That was an extraordinary challenge, and it was inevitable that it would not be unproblematic. You had to build up two courts from scratch, and in particular here in Arusha, with limited infrastructure, it was not easy. In spite of that, I think this court has shown that it did a good job after some trial by error in the beginning. It has become a full-fledged, international, efficient, fair court, fully equipped to deal with the task, namely to decide the guilt or innocence of the leadership of those involved in the 1994 events in Rwanda. Our institutional knowledge is considerable. We were to some extent a transitional period between Nuremberg and Tokyo on the one hand and the International Criminal Court on the other hand. It will be interesting to see for the future to what extent ad hoc solutions will be used, or whether we were just, together with a few other ad hoc tribunals, a step on the road towards more permanent institution. I think maybe the trend will be permanent institution with a general competence instead of these ad hoc institution with specific competence. It has been, again, and this is repetition, it has been an extraordinary experience to be part of this. I say to those who want to listen to us in the future that we did as best as we could. It was a privilege to be part of this.
Thank you. How has this, if it has, how has this changed you as a person?
No one can be unaffected by 10 years in Arusha.